Yeah.
Cool. I'm ready. You ready?
It's ready to rock and roll. Hold on, let me get situated.
Do it.
Are we ready to go?
Yeah.
Should it be from here? Let's take a deep breath, everybody.
Yeah.
That really gets you going, doesn't it?
It does.
Okay. I think the first thing we should do is start off with a little gratitude. I'm grateful that you can hear me. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I'm grateful for this opportunity to actually come in here and share the things that have impacted our life so much. I'm grateful for a good night's sleep, even though I didn't actually get a lot of deep sleep last night, I noticed. Mm-hmm. I'm grateful for another sunny day. I'm grateful for this weather. I'm grateful that you're here with me today. We finally get to talk about all the stuff that we've been saying. Hold on, I want to talk about this.
I know. Well, I'm grateful for waking up to a nice sunny day today. For my family, healthy, no matter where they're at any time, our health, us getting in here doing this. And I am super grateful you guys are back for another episode of Plantspiration Unplugged, where John and Stephanie Ignafo, founders of Plantspiration, that's our nonprofit that we started to help people go, plant-based, inspire them for their health, their human health, the animals, the planet, just all around healthiness.
I'm grateful for that whole introduction. And like you said, people know us for losing 250 pounds as a family. But what they don't always know is that the biggest thing we broke wasn't just the weight, not just preventing and reversing disease. It was breaking that food addiction. I used to say all the time, I love food. Mm-hmm. And I did. But the difference now is I love food that loves me back, the kind of food that heals instead of harms. Mm.
That's right. I mean, that's how it is. It's like, that's what this episode is all about. I mean, the addiction built into the food system, the marketing, the money, the engineering that keeps people stuck. But more importantly, how to break it, rewire it, start loving food that loves you back, baby.
It's true. I mean, and look at this week. I already know you looked at the health report. You've been like, this could not be a better topic, because we really talked about it isn't about willpower. It's about like the wiring and the way that I didn't realize at the time that we were so ingrained in some of this information that was coming at us everywhere. But the good news is, and we're seeing it, and we have proof every week, we keep bringing it to you guys. Yeah. You can rewire those addictions. It can be wired out, the bad stuff, and we can bring the good stuff in. And that's what we're going to talk about today, because I'm addicted to the dopamine of this podcast growing and growing and growing. And I'm addicted to you guys coming back. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, share, because this is all about, like, we're doing it.
We are doing it.
Speaking of doing it, since we're finally in here, how was your week? Because I really have never seen you. I know these guys are probably like, well, this is the same thing every week, but it's life. I've never seen you work so much. You're crushing it right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, when the work is coming in, you got to just plow through it. So that's what I'm doing. There's a lot I want to finish up, because we're going on our little vacation next weekend.
This is actually the second time we've been on a vacation in our life. Would you agree?
Yeah, pretty much, I guess.
I mean, where have we ever really went without it being work?
Yeah, right.
It being work related, Plantspiration related. I mean, of course, there's going to be some Plantspiration stuff going on. We're still going to be working while we're there with our Saturday support group. We haven't missed it in 5 years, has it been? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. For everybody listening, we run this nonprofit. We take a lifestyle medicine approach to preventing and reversing disease. We get it. We've lived it. We've been there. And we come in here and kind of break down how much our life has transformed from all this information that we continue to learn and grow from. And I just want to let everybody know, like, I was out on the bike this week a lot, and I'm just out there. I even said on my Instagram, I just posted randomly, like, I did not know that this is what life could be like.
Oh, no doubt. We didn't know.
I had no idea. I thought I was just going to get bigger, sicker, and continue to get more sedentary. Like, this is just, like, I hated seeing that on my doctor report, sedentary. Like, do you think I chose that?
No.
I didn't choose that.
No.
I fought my whole life. As long as I can remember being a professional dieter, you know, diet after diet, from the age of 13, I specifically remember dieting.
Yeah, that's the American way.
I was addicted to dieting, you know, that next thing, that next thing that was going to get me, you know, to lose a couple pounds. Do you see it? Like, you see
that's all designed in. It's like all of it, marketing, everything else.
I mean, really, it is. It's
just dialed in to, like, keep people there, to sell them more stuff. To,
I mean, and think about it, 80%. So everybody listening right now, 80% of people want to get healthy. I mean, ask somebody next to you. If you woke up your healthiest self, would you stay there?
Right.
You know what I mean? 80% of people want to get healthy. It's not about motivation. It's about support, knowledge, and environment. How did I get back on that subject? I was asking how your week was.
I don't know. I know. Like, totally blew me off, man. Cut me off. It's all right. Oh, I finally got my Jeep in a shop to get the shocks replaced because that thing was like...
I took a ride in that.
Clunking and clanking.
I was like, how can you drive around with this? It's like your tie rod.
I'm like, I don't have freaking time to do it. And then I was like, wait, there's a shop like right next... I can actually walk back from the shop right next door. But, well, it's because it's got a little lift kit. You know, it's like the guy was looking for shocks at this other shop. Yeah, I can't really, I don't know. I can't really find the shocks for that thing with a 3-inch lift kit. I'm like, all right. It, apparently he doesn't want to do it. So I'm like, you know what? I bought my own shocks. I brought them right to the shop next door. And that was it. Like I said, I'm just finishing up some work. But even though I'm so busy, I'm still making time to prep my food because it's just that easy to make the right choice. I mean, the right choice starts at the grocery store. So even if you don't have nothing ready, you can only grab healthy stuff. You know, if you don't bring the junk home, you're not going to eat the junk. But yeah, I'm just really stoked about getting this work done today and tomorrow.
I've never seen you so self-confident, so excited, so happy, so mindful. Also, that's coming in like next level. And also I posted a picture this last week of, speaking of food prep, and you kind of always have food prepped. I have that picture of you where you're like going out to the garage with your waffle machine for goodness sakes.
Yeah, that was called shop waffles.
You've always been pretty good about prepping your food for lunch, you know? We always were into that. But again, like, look at how did we get so sick? How did we get so fat? How did we get so sick? How did we get so unmotivated and addicted to the things that kept us that way?
I mean, is this a real question?
Yeah, I'm asking you. Does my mic sound right also? I feel like, whoa, see?
Hey, what are you doing?
I can't touch it.
Don't touch that mic.
Okay, so yeah, how did we get so sick? We talked about this week in class. Yeah, I'll get into that later.
Well, that was great. Class really is like, this is a spinoff from class because class was all about food addiction.
I couldn't stop talking about it. We've been waiting to get in here and talk about it.
But the main thing, the punchline is, it's not your fault.
It's not your fault.
That's what we're digging into here.
We thought it was, but we'll get into it. Speaking of learning and growing and our vacation we're going to take, Leo, Auntie Stephanie, and Uncle John cannot wait to see you. This kid wants to do a podcast so bad. He's already got his YouTube set up.
Nice.
We're going to come in. We're going to set him up. We're going to do a little interview with him next week.
Oh, that's
gonna
be
going
great.
To be able to nail this.
Yeah.
This kid is something special.
Yeah.
This morning when we talked to him, we FaceTime, he calls. He's going to be 6, okay? He's 5 right now. Yeah. And you can text him. He can read everything. He can read Charlotte's Web. He can read third grade level.
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
Really, he is.
He, this morning was giving us direction on chess.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about variables. And
he's playing a computer, playing back with, like playing chess.
And learning
a lot, yeah.
A lot.
It's amazing.
He's pretty amazing, but his perspective on things and his insight at just 5 years old it's quite impressive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not only does he have an amazing mother, she's actually the president of our board at Plantspiration, but Leo has been vegan since birth.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is... It's not the first time I've heard of stuff like this, like easier learning, you know.
He was prenatally vegan, yeah.
Yeah, he was. He you know what I mean? Well, when you're presented with the science and the evidence, you know, let's go with it. And it's been really amazing to watch exactly, you know, how it's impacted him.
Well, that's just it with the science and everything. That's where it's like, it's not opinion, it's facts.
Yeah, that comes, you know. Exactly. You know, and we want people to get the facts out there, because they're certainly not talking, they're not, there's no commercials out there on how to get healthy, if you notice. You know, you're not going to school and you're not learning about, like, how to take the best care of yourself. Mm-hmm. You're not learning about self-efficacy. You're not learning how to point out, you know, scams or the marketing that's going on or the chemicals that's in the food.
The marketing has always been there the whole time, right under our nose, right in front of our face, like there. The marketing,
as long as I can remember.
Everything is...
I mean, I'm trying to market. I want more people to know. But it's going a little slower because I don't have billions of dollars.
Well, yeah, yeah. We're marketing to help people.
We're marketing health. A lot
different than what the food industry is doing.
The food industry has definitely got people stuck. You know, I used to think I wasn't disciplined or that I mm-hmm. didn't have enough willpower, and then you would psychologically just beat yourself up.
Yeah,
and
yeah, it makes it feel like it's your fault.
100%. I mean, I left the doctor's office every week and it's your fault. Mm-hmm. You know what, Stephanie, you just need to lose some weight. Oh, thank you, Captain Obvious.
Yeah, hey, great idea.
I didn't notice. Yeah, I've only been battling this since I was born.
Yeah, do you have any suggestions how to do that? Like, they don't know.
Yeah, they do have a suggestion. I've got this pill, I've got this pill, yeah. I've got that pill.
Well, now it's in a
shot. Now it's in a shot. Yeah. And this is why I want to talk so much about this, because when they, imagine if the commercial said something like, you can also produce your own GLP-1 hormone by eating your plants off.
Yeah.
That's our commercial. Just now we did it.
Well, seriously, I mean, so... You know, you're getting a shot or you're taking a pill, you're doing it, you're still not learning how to really fuel your body right.
We were so stuck.
To get
stuck.
Healthy. All of this is just about looks, and it's just so...
I thought it was too at first. Like, you know? I want to be honest. At first, I was like, I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to look good and I'm going to, you know, I just had that in the beginning. That's just what I thought it was about. Yeah. It's how it started, but it is certainly not how it ended. No. It turned into a completely different... Mm-hmm. You know,
that was the before the brain change.
There is some of is proof with that too.
Yeah,
there's proof that those when you start eating this way, it just starts changing. Well, there's less inflammation. You're eating an anti-inflammatory diet. Mm-hmm. You're hitting all the chemicals in your body that actually give you that dopamine, that light up. The same way that when we see these foods that we were addicted to, let's talk about this for a second. Mm. Let's back it up. We went right into it because I'm fired up about it. We look around. Like I said, everybody's sick. We've got people that are dying when they don't need to be. And it's not their fault. It's nobody's fault right now for being sick, for being stuck, for not understanding, for not knowing, because this information is not being pushed down your throat, that if you eat these foods and a lot of these foods, that so much is going to change in you biologically, chemically, spiritually. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things that go on, but I feel like there's not enough, that we are not getting the information out there wide enough and long enough. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You see one little, there's nothing on TV about this. No. Are you guys seeing anything on TV that's like how to prevent and reverse disease? Because this is what we want to do, is get on TV and let people know this stuff.
Exactly. And we're not going to say, ask your doctor if this is right for you, because it is.
Wait a minute. Unless you have a lifestyle medicine doctor. Now, that would be a different health model.
That's a different commercial.
The health model now has got people believing that this is just as good as it's going to get, mm-hmm. and that there's nothing you can do about it. And that's just not true. And I'm mad about it. Mm-hmm. I'm mad about it. It's like the lies that we live in. We were living in this lie that it was my fault. I had no willpower.
Yeah.
And I battled obesity. I don't even like that word, but that's what it was. Through diets, through addiction to foods. Mm-hmm. I mean, do you know how much money they put into marketing the foods, where they put in the store? I mean, I'm all about when I go in the grocery store.
I actually do know the numbers. We'll get into that.
I'd love to. Excuse me. Into a store, like when I learned mm-hmm. that they get, it's like real estate.
It is like real estate.
Where did we learn this? Was it T. Colin Campbell? Because we've really talked about this for years.
It opened it up a little bit there.
It did. Once we learned, like, wow.
We learned a lot right in the beginning after going plant-based And then watching other documentaries and stuff, really got into like, holy shit.
Well, once we opened up
there's a whole bunch of little systems inside this one big system.
There is.
The Matrix.
It still is.
Yeah, well, we're outside.
We're outside of it. And now we want to just let everybody know it takes some steps. And everybody in here is just, that's how the week was with my calls. Everybody was just like, I cannot believe how good I feel. Oh, there's so much more going on than just this I want to say.
I see it in the Saturday support group, everybody crushing it, just doing great. In the health report, we'll get to it.
They're learning.
They are learning.
They're learning.
You know who else is learning? The other 65,700 followers that we have.
That's a lot of followers. It is. I can't believe it. That's why sometimes I get in here and I'm like,
thank you, you guys.
Can you hear me now? That's 65,000 people that are about to hear that this is not your fault that you actually got addicted to whatever it is that you got addicted to.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that goes into it. And
like Sun Chips and low-fat cottage cheese.
What was your... Well, let's chips talk about this.
Dean's French onion dip. Let's just get real.
You would never about the Dean's French onion. I mean, I should look up how much cholesterol's in that.
Oh, no, please don't. Still trying to clear it out of my arteries.
No way.
14 years later, practically.
So most people, we learned early on, you know, once we did this, we lost the weight. We were just doing it. You know, just eating more and more and more. And I stopped dieting because I thought I had already hit my goal weight when I got down to like 189, I think I said.
Yeah.
And I was like, all right, I'm done. I made my goal. And then I just kept eating. But we had already broke that food addiction because we 100% went whole food plant-based.
Yep.
We were eating copious amounts of food. Mm-hmm. We weren't in the diet mentality right from the get-go. We were like, hey, this is working. We're just eating our plants off. And it's like it didn't, and we had this, well, I'll talk about how we broke it. We were doing it. We broke it. But what were those foods that we were so addicted to that it did keep coming up? Like cigarettes. So we were smokers. So we all know how that, not all know, but we know how much the tobacco company worked to put those chemicals in those cigarettes. Then they stood up in Congress and said they had no knowledge of it.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
It's so... just everybody's lying. Like, this is what I everybody's mean. Everybody's lying. There's lies. So...
Even if they don't know they're lying. Because it all started with just a big scam to make money.
Tell me about it.
What do you mean, tell you about it? Just all the marketing and everything.
Let's start with it. You go into the grocery store. So here's what I'm telling people.
Yeah.
Here we've got all the information, which I'll tell everybody we're here. You can prevent and reverse disease by eating... low-fat, whole food, plant-based seems simple enough. And people have all the books, they have all the research, they have all the information, you know, and then all of a sudden you have to go to the one place that you have to get food because we have to eat, and it's the grocery store.
Yeah.
You're all motivated to go into the grocery store, and then you are hit with some disagreements, those lies. Yeah. Well, if it's so bad for you, why are they selling dairy in the store?
Yeah.
Didn't that go through our mind right away?
Well, yeah. I mean, right in the beginning when you roll into the store, all the crap that's
there. We heard that dairy causes cancer, that it promotes heart disease, that even drinking dairy when you're pregnant can cause, can promote like autoimmune, type 1 they're linking it to.
Oh, yeah.
Ear infections, skin problems, dairy, asthma. There's so, I mean, the science big is time. There. All you need to do is look it up, make sure that you're not getting a study funded by the dairy industry, of course, because they'll tell you that, oh, this is good for you, because they can lie.
Oh, yeah.
They can lie. But you immediately know the science or you've heard the truth about it, but you go into the store and you see the stuff being sold and immediately, and tell me right now who's listening, you see it for sale and you're like, must not be that bad if they're selling it.
Yeah.
Then your brain starts going, and it must just be a small percentage of people that get sick from it. You know what I mean?
You minimize the, you know.
That's not true.
Scariness.
That's a lie that you believe if it's, they're selling it, so it must not be bad for you. Because but
they're selling cigarettes too.
Exactly, so the next thing you go to. But on cigarettes, they have a warning label, so those must really be bad.
Yeah. Those are worse.
Those are worse. They're really not much, they're not any worse. Cigarettes are not any worse than
Dairy and processed meats.
And yeah, and meats in general. Like yeah. that stuff is a carcinogen. Dairy's not like it. So why mm-hmm. aren't the labels on there? So this is immediately the lies that people get caught up in, that they keep on going into those foods that are addicting. They keep you sick and they mm-hmm. keep you in the sick care system.
It's all marketing.
So how does that make you feel to know that that's how we got so sick?
Well, it pisses me off a little bit. I mean, they spend a lot of money to keep you there, to buy their products, to and just keep you in this loop. They just want to sell products and make money. And they have shareholders and they have, you know, people to answer to.
I mean, so how does that make you guys listening? Uh-huh. When you think about it right now, whatever you're holding, the Starbucks, the, you know, whatever it is, look at how it got there. How mm. did it get there? Did you just wake up one day and say, man, I'm really craving some Doritos yeah. out of nowhere?
Yeah, right, right.
It got planted. It got planted into your brain by these chemicals that they spend so much time and so much money putting into it. Their board meetings are like, what could we do to make more money, which means get more people addicted to these foods? They could give two craps about your health.
That's right.
But yet 80% of the people are wanting to get healthy. So see how that just doesn't align?
I know. Well, like, yeah, how do you even know about this stuff?
How?
I mean, brands don't go viral on accident. You don't know about it or hear about it. It's commercials. It's in your face constantly. Whether you're hearing it on the radio, seeing it on TV, it's on a billboard, it's in the store, it's right when you walk in to the store. I mean, there's, you know, rotisserie chickens there and freaking Doritos and candy galore.
We've been talking about this for years.
Like, they've shoved it right up so you even see that before you get to the produce. Usually the produce 100%. Is the first thing you hit. Now it's like, wow, right in your face.
I'm going to listen to this. You know when you get a blister, when you burn yourself?
Oh, sure.
What's in the blister?
What do you mean?
When you get a blister and you burn yourself on your skin, what happens?
You get a blister.
So what is in the blister?
I don't know. Yucky stuff. Stuff to protect you. Pus and juice.
Juice.
Not
what
the
do
kind
you
we're drinking.
Think, I want everybody to think about this.
This is weird, but go.
What do you think is going on those chickens that are getting burnt?
Oh, God, stop.
Same thing.
Don't talk.
It's, where do you think those fluids are coming from? Nobody's eating that stuff, by the way. Here's where I always like to break some cognitive dissonance. And I know that it's going maybe against with what you've been thinking and your taste buds are going off and your brain's going off, but this is how you do it. When you start thinking about stuff like that, that those, that pus, those liquids, that stuff, that's how I did it. I was like, look at what, once you know, you can't unsee it.
I don't need to think like that. I just not
I mean, you could put
anyways.
Salt and plant seasonings on anything and make it taste good, but I just want people to understand when I started recognizing that and learning actually what those things were that we got addicted to because of marketing. And
I'm addicted to pus. What?
That's what no. people, that's oh, God, what we were no. addicted to. We were addicted to that stuff.
No, no. There's no pus on my potato chips. And
not anymore.
Dean's, well, maybe in the dip, though. A lot of not yuck anymore. Going on in the dairy. Ooh.
So then you have the whole checkout line, too. So not only is when you walk in the store the most, when you're talking about real estate, like that is like the biggest spot to have in, yeah. when you walk in the store because people grab stuff right away. And then the check, then all the stuff in the store is set up exactly to get your
When
brain
you go
to
down the aisles, the people that pay the most, the stuff's at eye level.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not for me, though.
Well, that's second tier, a little bit lower. But yeah, normally eye level, those rows, those shelves are good real estate, you know, and the less they spend on promotion and stuff, the lower it goes.
Do
Why
people
do you think
know
things
that?
Are called top shelf items? Because they're up there so you can, you can see it.
Why don't, so did you know this stuff before?
Before.
Like when we were overweight,
no, I had to learn
unhealthy.
It. No.
We knew how to avoid junk food, but you know what I mean? We still knew eating that junk food isn't any good for us.
I know, but the commercial, you know, you're seeing somebody crunch into a Dorito. It's like, oh.
Well, first it's the goodness. Kids hear it, and then it's they ask for it, and then we don't want to tell them no because it's just,
man,
for many aspects. It just happens on accident.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because we've been taught to reward ourselves then in the same, you know, the commercials and the movies, eat the ice cream because it's a bad day and celebrate with ice cream because it's a good day. And it's like, it's so marketed into our brain of how to be living around food.
Oh yeah.
And here I was always like, I love food. I love food. I love food. Now I love food that loves me back. And this is what I want everybody to understand. One, it's not your fault. Two, there's a whole nother life of feeling good and the chemicals that go off are feeling good, and you can break those habits, but it does take some work.
Yeah,
it takes will. It takes skill power, not willpower. People aren't talking enough about that. Can you imagine what our first commercial is going to look like?
I don't know. It's going to be a long commercial, I feel, because there's so much to get out.
Well, I'm just getting through the grocery store part and how hard it is. And this is why I always talk about how quickly you can go through the grocery store. If you're just staying in the produce department, you're getting your beans, you're getting your rice, you're getting this simple thing, you know.
Yeah. And then once you get to the checkout, that's like super real estate there, the checkout right there.
That's big time.
Ditch effort to get you to grab that candy, get those Twix, get the M&Ms, get... You know, whatever, little bags of chips. Now they put the refrigerator things. You get drinks there right at the end of each checkout. It's like, holy smokes.
See what I mean? Yeah. Now I see the little bottles of alcohol in places.
Oh yeah. Oh,
like, geez. Come on.
My goodness. You didn't get a big bottle in the back? No,
Nobody else.
Like, wow.
Nobody else can make these decisions for you. And we really felt empowered when we started learning. Wow, this is the stuff that kept us sick. Because I like feeling good right now, and that's why I'm here today, is I want everybody to feel this good. I want everybody to feel this good, get this down, and turn it around. Because these things in our face every day are never going to go away. Nobody's ever going to step in and go, hey, before you check out, let me go through your cart and see that you're bringing everything healthy home for yourself now.
That's you.
Yeah, that's me.
You gonna jump out with a cape for everybody?
I would love to, but it's deeper than that.
It's deeper than that.
Tell me, what are the foods that you think you were most addicted to? Because I know my whole life I was addicted to Snickers.
Mm.
I had an Oreo thing where, do you remember, I was even hiding Oreo bags.
Mine was always peanut M&Ms. I don't remember you hiding. Oh, you know, I do remember once finding an empty package of Oreo. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Is this doing way back in here?
Because that's when you know. How could I stop it? They put the chemicals into those foods, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not your kid's fault that they're freaking out over them. It's not your fault that you can't get them out of my mind. They spend millions and billions of dollars to work on chemicals to engineer the food for you to not be able to stop thinking about it. Now, that made me mad. Mm-hmm. That made me mad enough to say, I'm never buying this stuff again because I don't want to give them my money and I can break this habit. I mean, think about it right now. When has there been a habit that you know yourself you've broken? Many.
Yeah.
You know, biting nails.
It's been a long time, though.
You know, getting into the habit of doing something good. Everybody has broken a habit at some point or another. But it takes some self-awareness. It takes some conscious effort. But it's really hard to break habits of food because we've got to eat the food. Same with alcohol. Well, we don't have to live with alcohol.
No.
But the food is the hard part to break.
Yeah, for sure.
How did we do it?
First
of all, we learned about this stuff, which I see your notes. I want you to bring
in. Well, yeah. I mean,
when you bring in, I love talking about the food part of stuff, but you always come in with like the industry and how much it really did impact us.
And that's why we're just talking about the marketing and advertising all that now. I mean, they already spent their billions dialing into food for the proper sweet or the crunch or the salt or the fat, that good combination, that bliss point that brings you back, makes you want to buy more.
It's like Vegas.
More. Yeah.
It's like Vegas.
So it lights up your brain.
Just when you walk in the grocery store, like the bing, 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 the colors that they use in the packaging, the wording, the fonting, the smells in the store, the music in the store.
Plus, you see that and it runs that program in your brain of those feelings. And when you actually eat it and those chemicals and how it makes you feel, mm-hmm. ooh, the salt, the sugar, the fat, da-da-da-da-da, you know, you really get, you get that spike again, and all, you're just looking at the package. You didn't even eat it yet, and you know the high it's, that's in there.
It's just like
got you.
A drug addiction. And they talk about it. People know this.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to inspire everybody with, hey, this is something that you can do about it, because it seems like everybody wants to make some changes.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how. I'd been trying my whole life.
That's right.
So,
but I mean, the big thing with the marketing, and what I wasn't aware of is, like, well, let's just go this way.
You talk about this part, because I'm excited about that part we got to the class, like that part where I'm teaching people. I'm going to tell everybody tonight.
Well, for sure.
Today,
for sure.
This morning, whatever time the of day
Pepsi,
it is you're listening.
You know PepsiCo, you've heard of that.
Yes.
You know, and, you know, I just thought, oh, it's Pepsi. It's a Pepsi company. You know, it's Pepsi. Well, it's also Doritos, Frito-Lays, Cheetos, Ruffles, Tostitos, Lay's potato chips, Quaker, Aunt Jemima, Pearl Milling, even.
Got into all those foods.
Like chewy bars and oatmeal.
It isn't just about sugar.
It's not just about pop. But all these products, they've spent $5.2 billion. These are numbers from 2022. It's the latest one.
Hold on.
Find.
Can you imagine what we could do?
$5.2 billion.
If I had that money, if we had if I had $500.
And let me remind you, when's the last time you've seen an actual Pepsi commercial?
You're right. There hasn't been.
No, they're making money on the Doritos and the Cheetos and all the other things that are on my no-O diet. Nothing that ends with an O or looks like an O.
I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about what 5.2, did you say million?
Billion.
$5.2 billion.
They pour billions into advertising and promotion every year. It isn't willpower. It's wiring by design.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Just like the designer drugs, I call them.
Sure.
The commercials of people dancing around and the music, and they're doing cartwheels. And and in the same sentence, they're saying the words like, you might have liquid come out of your butt. You could lose your eyesight. This may cause cancer,
this
depression,
might cause
suicide.
Uncontrollable nerve twitch.
Uncontrollable bowel movements. Yeah. It's like, what?
Whoa, hold on.
But look at the
places.
Work that they put into making people believe it so much that everybody goes to their doctor and says, hey, I think I need this drug.
Yeah.
It's exactly the way that food is working. It's exactly how we got hooked on these things.
Seriously. It's just, those commercials are ridiculous too. There's no pill or shot that's going to help me do a cartwheel. I have tried, and it's not in my wheelhouse.
So we've got the company spending billions of dollars on marketing.
That's just one. Have you ever heard of Mondelez?
No.
International?
No, I've never heard of it.
I know, right? Well, that's Oreos, Chips Ahoy, Ritz, Triscuit, Wheat Thins, Belvita, Sour Patch Kids, Swedish Fish, Toblerone. Is that how you say
that? I wonder
that
how many chocolate? People that they've
and
helped.
Cadbury outside the U.S.
I wonder how many people that they've helped reverse disease.
Big giant zero.
You know what I mean? Look at that money.
This is $1.2 billion in 2023 numbers.
Do you know
what they spend? They're mostly advertising and consumer promotions, you know.
Consumer
they're paying
promotion.
To keep these cookies top of mind.
So let me rephrase that.
This is not just TV and marketing and newsprint and radio. This is also the real estate in the stores.
This,
where your stuff is at in the store.
Spent,
have you ever seen Chips Ahoy down there in the bottom?
No.
They're a little higher.
So I want to reframe this. They're spending how much money?
Though only $1.9 billion.
Keeping people sick.
Yeah.
So let's reframe that right now.
Well,
they are spending $1.2 billion.
They have investors they got to answer to.
And investors are getting paid to keep people sick.
The sick people are buying the food, so the investors make their money. Yeah, it is.
That is sickening.
And just at a measly $825 million in 2024 is General Mills. You know, Cheerios, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, Nature Valley, Fiber One, Annie's, Yolkplate, Progresso, and Old El Paso.
That's a lot of money.
And they do a lot of media investment. They really stepped up. You know, it's like, hey.
Making sure the commercials get out there. Making sure that at the football games, this stuff is in the know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. And they spend, how much they spend in commercial? You know, you think about like Cheerios. Let's say that little bee that goes around, yeah, like Honey Nut Cheerios, yeah, you know, the little mascots and stuff like, yeah, that, you know, the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, those three little, yeah, chef dudes and things, you know, I mean, there's
all of it
to get the kids hooked and, you know, to get, oh man, I mean, you're starting them young, you know,
I feel like when you talk about this, like we were living in this lie.
Yeah, it's a super.
This was
duper
the only
one.
Information that was being fed to us. Get these products, get this stuff. There weren't commercials on how great broccoli is for you, how wonderful, yeah, eating fruits and vegetables are for you. Mm-hmm. Where is that information?
I don't know.
Think about it. Why aren't you seeing it everywhere? I mean, I think some people are going to be like, probably because of the money.
Probably, yeah, because, yeah, Big Broccoli isn't spending billions on marketing because they don't it's ridiculous.
It's been hard to fight the same system with just the business because everybody is so geared towards this.
That's right.
One last thing. Yeah, keep going,
please. Well,
not
one last thing, but I couldn't find like Mars or Wrigley, mm-hmm, or All One. They're like a private health, mm-hmm, thing, so I really couldn't get good numbers.
I love when you get into this.
M&M's, Snickers, Twix, Skittles, Starburst, Extra, and Orbit Gum.
What?
Yeah. The main thing is it's private, but industry trackers rank them among the top U.S. ad buyers, candy, and massive media muscle. Their numbers are so ridiculous, they won't even let us know how
really?
Much they're spending.
Really?
Yeah.
On marketing.
Like PepsiCo was $5.2 billion, but yeah, these guys, they won't even let you know. I couldn't get good data on Hershey Company, which is Reese's, Hershey, Kit Kat, Jolly Rancher, Icebreaker, Pirate's Booty, and One Protein Bars. Some of these things I read, I was like, holy cow, I didn't know. I thought they just like did chocolate. What are you doing?
Like, right?
I mean, geez.
Their hands are on
because
everything.
Like, we're not going to just survive on chocolate bars. Look at how many chocolate companies. We got to buy this. We got to buy that. Look, oh, man. It just doesn't stop. It's just the greed that keeps people sick. That's what's
been it is.
From the beginning of
I mean,
time.
It is. It really is.
It's gross.
And it's sad and it's gross. And I think it's good we're talking about it, even though it's something that's hard for even us to hear. Even we were mad because it goes against what you believe in. Yep. I was told I needed milk by a doctor, a hierarchy, a this. You know what I mean? I was told I needed these things, that I needed to have protein and lean protein. But those were the exact things that kept us sick. So the circle jerk in your brain, the lies that you keep believing and keep telling yourself, and the chemicals that go in with it, it's not easy to break free from that. But
no.
It could be done.
But that's a big thing with going plant-based. You start doing
it.
That's
how we did
it. You start feeling better. And like you're talking about, you get the neurogenesis. I mean, you're getting more nutrients and oxygen deeper into your brain, and it does rewire, literally rewires, you know. You're getting better.
It does change. There's a lot of studies that talk about when you do give up eating animal products that it does change. Well, I know it changes your biology.
Yeah,
it does do changes. It can change your... turn your cancer cells off and on. There's so much powerful stuff that goes on. It's no coincidence that when people do go plant-based, they right away, well, no, there's some people that I didn't feel good the first couple of days. I was puking, for goodness sakes. But I was going through detox. I was giving up alcohol.
Yeah.
I was giving up meat. I was giving up dairy. I was giving up caffeine. There was, everything was coming out of me.
Yeah.
But for the most part, everybody starts feeling good. And there's more to it than just, well, why do you feel good and get that dopamine hit from these, you know, products and these chemicals? People don't realize you can feel just as good from eating plants. And I can explain how.
Well, that's what it was. I'll tell you, it was like a bigger high. It was a more of a rush. Like my body was like, holy shit, this is like nutrients or something. Like, wow.
There's a lot of that going on. And then there's also when you fill up on stuff like this, like, you know, let me get into class a little bit. So at Plantspiration, thank you for anybody new that might be tuning into this class. This lifestyle changed our life so much that we're bringing in these classes every week, nutrition education and cooking classes. And this week's topic, because we take a lifestyle medicine approach, this week's topic was about breaking food addiction. And it has been a very hot topic at Plantspiration. Our members, I could see from this class, are already turning things around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get my calls with them. They're all doing really fantastic. And I'm noticing the pattern is, first of all, they're nourishing. They're eating. First of all, they're eating their plants off.
Yeah.
You hear me say this out of my mouth, but this is the biggest.
That's the thing.
That's what this is
about.
That's
the marketing right in front of you. Eat your plants off. That's not just a cool little thing.
It goes against what everybody believes, though.
But that's what you need to do for it to really turn up and turn on.
But it goes against everything we have ever learned or been marketed. That if you feel full, that means you're fat.
That's how it's been.
I mean, think about it. How many people right now are listening? Mm-hmm. And when you get full, your brain associates that with being fat.
Totally.
Overweight.
100%.
Stuffed. You're going to gain weight.
Never different than that. That's just how it feels.
Now.
Well, if you eat the wrong stuff, that's what we've been doing our whole life. Trying to get full on stuff that is just nutrient deficient.
No fiber.
Gosh.
93 or 97% of America is deficient in fiber.
Yeah.
This is why, because this is all about keeping people sick, keeping them addicted to food, and nobody's out there thinking about, oh, you know what? We'd really like to get everybody healthy again. That's so right. There's no money in what we're doing in here. I want to be really clear. We volunteer our time, our classes, our work, my coaching, any memberships, any donations, any classes that are purchased, they go to Plantspiration to help more people. Veterans are free. Mm-hmm. Our membership is incredibly low, not because
it's a cheap program.
Yeah, no.
Because that's how we operate. We're here to motivate, to educate, motivate, and inspire, not to charge a lot and retire. Okay,
it's that's why just how it is. We're so fired up about this information on people getting addicted to foods. We were addicted to these foods. You know, I believed, oh my gosh, I love food, and that this is why I was so sick, but I was addicted to the things that were being fed to me, and I want to inspire more people to learn how to do this. So in this week's class, we talked about that feeling and that thing we've learned, those lies we've told ourselves that if we're full, we're getting bigger, fatter. That's not true when you're eating like this. And this is even in the plant-based world, one of the biggest problems is people aren't eating enough because we are so ingrained in that diet culture and the cutting off foods and in believing that we are stuck being addicted to foods.
Well, yeah. Well, that's all we know. All the companies that I talked about and all the stuff that, all their products, none of it is stuff you should be eating.
Let me ask you this. Is there a number on there that says if you think you have a food addiction, you should call this number?
It should be.
Because they're responsible for it. Yeah, it should be Plantspiration.
I mean, even Kellanova. What have you heard of that? Yeah, that's a spinoff from Kellogg's.
What?
Yeah, listen to all the crap that Pringles, Pop-Tarts, Cheez-Its, Eggo, you know, like waffles and stuff, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes. I mean, so much on brand building with them too, you know, with like the Rice Krispie dudes and stuff like
so
that.
So much of that.
Like, well, they really all that is to start the kids young. Oh man, I grew up with Rice Krispies and I'm going to eat this stuff my whole life. You know, that's what they want. That's what they need.
Well, yeah, they're in it for the money.
They need customers.
And they get people
even
stuck
Campbell's
into the
soup.
I know.
They don't just do soup, no.
What?
I mean, I was going to have some soup and you go look and I can't, like, even a tomato soup. I'm like, what? Is there milk in it?
We just don't buy that stuff.
I make my own stuff. But yeah. Besides soup, they do Goldfish Snyder's, you know, of Hanover, yes. The pretzels and all that stuff. Kettle Brand, Cape Cod, Pepperidge Farm is also Campbell's. Yeah.
Wow.
They really want to win the salty, crunchy slot in your brain.
So imagine if I had that money. What we could do, we're going to do this, and we're going to keep getting people the right tools, the right information, the right support, and the right environment.
Man, with that kind of money, could we could imagine? Save the world.
Well, that would be wonderful if we got more people to eat more plants. It would make a giant impact on the environment.
On their health, the environment.
The animals' health. Mm-hmm. People would be happier. They wouldn't be so constipated. They wouldn't be so angry. We even talked about that this week. You get addicted to anger. You get addicted to hatred. You get addicted to this stuff. It's all dopamine hits, and it's all geared around you to keep that crap going.
Yeah, and to keep that crap going, the Metamucil and the stool softeners, and it's like...
It's a habit loop. If you just
put the right stuff down the pie hole, it comes out really nice.
This is what we talked about, this habit loop that we get into, that we got stuck into. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When things aren't going bad, boom, there's this craving that we go through.
Mm.
When we're sad, that's actually things going bad.
Yeah.
When we smell something, when we're stressed out, when we haven't had enough sleep, there's these things that gear you towards the cravings. And it's not hard, because then you go open your TV, your radio, your store, it's all right there in front of you. So it is like an uphill battle, is what it felt like when we were doing this.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly.
But we were learning to recognize it. Mm-hmm. I was taking the approach of, I'm mad at all this stuff for getting me sick.
I know.
Remember
when I would punch a potato chip bag? Like, not God, you.
That's right. Bam. Right at it, because that is how we felt. Or I would go through the aisles and I would sometimes flip off, like, the frozen stuff that got us sick, the lean cuisines that just kept me sick forever, the BS marketing.
Oh, man, that's right, all that stuff.
Now I walk in and all I see is the fruits and vegetables, and I think...
I know, everything else is gray.
In the commercials, too, people don't really... I remember when I first heard that in that course, they talked about the color of food on commercials. It's all brown.
Everything's brown.
Look at it, everything's all brown.
Brown.
The color is coming from their packaging, the tomatoes, the lettuce... It's such a lie. It's like they're lying to everybody. And that makes me mad. That makes me mad.
Yeah.
I want everybody to understand there's something we can do. Because getting into that habit loop, that cue of that craving, and then that response, and then that reward, you can absolutely change that. Okay? Full does not mean fat over here, okay? This is how people are healing. This is how people are getting better. They're learning how to eat their plants off.
That's right.
I don't have $1 million for a commercial for everybody to go, wow, we could eat anything we want, everything we want. You could have burgers, you could have pizzas, you could have this.
Yes.
But you could also have the simplest, easiest, most delicious foods at the same time, and you could heal. Because when you're actually, I got to take a drink because this is the exciting part for me.
All right, yeah.
There's science behind how to do this. It isn't just like get your plant-based recipes and lose weight and everything stays the same. We're not in this as a quick fix.
No, it's not a quick fix. This isn't a diet like that. That's the whole problem with everything we've learned as we're growing up, that you're just going to be like this, or you got to go on a diet. And then it's like, oh, diet in my brain is like restrict.
But
that's how it is.
But think about this.
Not right. Because now we're eating our plants off.
Well, I want to just...
More foods and flavors than ever.
But I just want to tap into that point in our life when we heard the information.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not happy with where you're at with your health right now, if you're not happy with how you feel... And here now, you can look up the research, you could see the science, you're going to hear our health report, you can look all around at how impactful these plant-based, a healthy plant-based, whole food plant-based diet can be. What's stopping you?
Support.
I'm asking everybody.
Well, you guys, what's stopping you? Put it in the
because
comments.
I want to take away whatever those obstacles are and tell you that it can be done. But it is going to take, it's not motivation, it's support, it's knowledge, and it's environmental.
That's right.
There's certain things we can do. One of the things we talked about in this week's class that really, really impacted people was talking about that fullness doesn't equal being fat, and getting people to eat more. So nutrient deficiency is one of the number one ways to drive cravings. You know, I see a lot of people talking about food addiction. I see a lot of people talking about losing weight. I see a lot of people talking about this kind of stuff, and they've never experienced it.
Yeah. How does it even work?
I've experienced it, and many of you have. I lost 100 pounds. I've kept it off, and I continue to practice what I teach. I'm eating my plants off.
Right. I mean, what we're doing here, we're talking to you guys. We're talking to you about what we've gone through and not talking at you.
No.
This is what you need to do.
No, you don't need to do anything. You can listen and you can laugh at some of the funny stories we tell in here.
Whatever it is.
But what I wanted to talk about today was there's everywhere I look, people want to get healthy. It's obvious. So I want to keep talking about how to get actually healthy and how to change that loop that we get so stuck in of diets.
And it's deep. It's very deep. Because I'll be talking to people and then I just, they're still there, but it's like I lost them. Like, are you there? Just talking about eating plants and reversing disease and stuff. And it just doesn't, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Well, when I went and just asked that question a minute ago, like what's stopping you? Mm-hmm. I know what went through my head. Well, I got to give up wine. Mm-hmm. So immediate or alcohol or, you know, or Parmesan cheese. So the immediate response in our brain when you're about to take away that dopamine of alcohol or of that queso morphine and cheese, mm-hmm. you know, people don't realize you're addicted to cheese because of a natural chemical that's in it.
It's addictive. It's literally addictive. They didn't even need the engine. It's bioengineered from the cows, from the moms that makes the calf come back.
A woman and you're breastfeeding, you have queso morphine. Yep. It's a chemical that makes the baby want to come back and suckle. It makes the baby want to get,
to nurture.
And then they would say get milk drunk. Mm-hmm. That's what that chemical is that gets them like that.
That's why you can't actually give cow's milk to a baby because it will like stop their breathing and it will just knock them, like it'll take them out.
It's too much.
It's that strong.
But we're not getting told that at the pediatrician when they say don't give them milk until they're one. Yeah. They don't even know why. They're not being taught this stuff. So dairy truly is addictive because of a natural chemical that's mm-hmm. produced. And getting that out of your system is not easy.
No.
But when we replace it with what I'm talking about, you know, people aren't eating enough. So once that's get them eating more, you actually pop off these specific chemicals. I wrote them down because I didn't want to forget them.
You down with GLP?
Well, yeah, GLP-1 you know is going to be the most of it. So that chemical is within your body, and the only way to get it to pop off is to actually fill up, to get that fiber, to get that stuff. You can make the same dopamine and the same chemicals from the Doritos and from the candy and from that stuff by filling up on plants. Now, I'm not just saying fill up and then your cravings stop. There's actual chemicals that go off. GLP-1, mm-hmm. PYY, peptide YY it's called. Then there's cholecystokinin. There's another chemical that goes off. It's released when fat and protein from plants hit the small intestine and it signals being full, like you're satisfied, you're done.
That's why the good nutrients and stuff aren't found in all these junk foods.
They're not.
They're not found in a package, in a bag of stuff or a box of crackers or this or that. So when it gets to your intestine, it's still like, all right, are you going to send something good down here so I could get the signals going right?
GLP-1 boosts insulin sensitivity, slows gastric emptying, balances mm-hmm. blood sugar, and reduces cravings. And even there's seen studies of people breaking addictions and habits from using the GLP-1 drug. So that's great. But what I want people to know is you can do that with eating plants. You could do this stuff just by eating enough of the plants. We're not talking about plant-based Beyond Burgers.
No.
Real.
We're not talking vegan here.
We're talking about we're vegan for the animals. Mm-hmm. We're whole food, plant-based for the health.
Yeah, I'm not talking. Yeah, not vegan food.
And that came the other way around because when we first heard about vegan, we were like, what?
Well, vegan was what we're eating now.
It was, but then 14 vegan, years ago.
The word vegan kind of changed with all the marketing, all the people that want to rake in the money on fake meats and this and that and other oily-based
Well, it's hard to bring it up sometimes because their approach isn't always...
I'm not eating fake meats
or
cheeses. No, I'm not doing that.
This is about health.
Read the package on that,
and then
too.
When I got healthy...
It's in a package. Boom, right there. See?
Yeah.
Don't eat it.
The love for animals was when that cognitive dissonance started, is what I was trying to say.
Oh, yeah. I can't even walk through the meat department.
Like, it doesn't matter what the name is or the label is. It's just I have another level of compassion that I didn't even know that I could have. Mm-hmm. And that just comes with the territory of when you're nourishing and you're getting all these chemicals after we use these mechanical stretch receptors in our body go off, and you do get that bliss.
Mm-hmm. You do.
You do get that bliss, mm-hmm. and it does make you feel better, and it does make you feel happier. And so many people are missing that bliss spot because they aren't eating enough of the right stuff.
That's right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, my bliss, it brings me back to bananas and apples and good stuff.
We filled up on everything. There was no limit. When I say eat your plants off, you guys, that's how people are really preventing and reversing disease. This is changing people's lives, and we just want to come in here and we want to talk about it so that more people say, I'm ready for this.
Big time.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure. It's changing a lot of people's
lives. I'm ready for
lives.
A vacation. I love food. And I love food that loves me back.
That's right.
And I can't wait to go somewhere where we get to eat more of this food.
I'm telling you, I'm going to cook like a madman because I won't be working in no garage while we're on vacation. I just love cooking
working.
Good food.
Let's, speaking of what good food has done for people in these classes mm-hmm. that we volunteer a time with every
full.
Week. Really?
Mm.
Really?
Yep, Plant Inspiration Health Report coming up.
I mean, I did say this week, everybody's crushing it. I'm hearing it, but you're getting the Plant Inspiration Health Report together. But this is what all this hard work has come to. Not filling our pockets with money.
No.
Not doing anything. This has been about people actually getting healthy. This is what we're coming in here and getting excited about.
Our wealth is your health.
Our wealth is your health. That
Seriously.
Is the truth. Okay. So, John, last week's health report, we were down 2,019 pounds.
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't had time to share the before and after pictures or the then and now pictures people share or all the testimonies because we've been so busy.
But well, they're sharing them in the group, though. It's freaking awesome.
They're sharing them in the group, and it's powerful to see what's going on.
Heck yeah.
People are not just joining some quick program.
No.
They're learning lifetime skills.
I'm telling you, I can see how your coaching has just gone up notch after notch after notch. You're just so damn good at it. I see in the groups, and then then it's like black and white. You know, they're writing in their own words what's going on.
We are always learning. We are always evolving.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of that word that I was going to... Anyway, that we were talking to Leo about, but I love my job. This is my reward, not cha-ching.
No.
Their health is our wealth. So let's hear with our, I'm just flabbergasted by when I just said 2019 pounds, the impact that makes. Not one of those companies, not any of those billions of dollars, not one of those people can say that.
No, they're not. They can give you the numbers, how much they spent and how much their investors get.
I just want to say to everybody listening, your part right now, you listening, you're part of why people are reversing disease. When you're listening to this, when you're liking this, when you're subscribing this, you're giving us the dopamine. You're helping us get this information out so we can continue to make a bigger impact because deserve to feel good.
And if you're not in here and you want to make a bigger impact in your life, get on in.
Get on in.
Go to plantinspiration.org and check us out.
Join us.
Sign up.
Drop us a donation if you like what we're doing. We're a 501c3 nonprofit.
That's right.
But this Plantinspiration Health Report is brought to you by the members.
Yeah, it is.
They're the real MVPs. They're doing the work. They're being the inspiration the world needs
to
see.
Yes, they are. And they're crushing it.
They're crushing it. 2019 pounds last week, John. Just get to it.
I'm going to get to it.
I want to get to my bike ride.
First, you got to hear all the good stuff, though.
Please.
I'm going to rip through this list. People are journaling. They're finding their joy.
So important.
They're listing the happier things that they want to do, that they're going to do. Like, they're laying it out there.
I hear my coaching in there.
They turn the news off and turn it on to music.
Is that what people are writing down?
Yeah, serious.
Give me some right now.
It's right here.
I say this all the time. Turn it off and turn up the music.
Yeah.
Okay, this
down,
is dopamine. Dopamine.
Down prescriptions.
Let's hear it.
Less prescriptions. Working through emotions from, you know, tough life stuff that has still got them bogged down. You know,
you
got to work through your stuff.
That's self-awareness.
They're doing it.
That's the tools.
That is the tools. You get a little more nutrition and the brain really turns on. You want to really make your... It's just what happens. The natural progression, I feel. People are more calm, feeling happier. Of course, and I've said before, lower A1Cs. I mean, beautiful. People are getting rid off of their medicines. You know, people that have been on insulin for 20 years.
Can Nabisco
years
say that? Are done. Can McDonald's vouch for that? Give yourself a break today. No. This is giving yourself a break today.
I was thinking earlier about the McDonald's. Remember the sign off? 1 billion served. They're all proud. You're killing everybody.
Okay. Seriously.
People have more energy. Over here, there's more energy. Sleeping better, more flexible, feeling lighter, less headaches, less back pain. Less back pain, less knee pain.
Where do you get to hear this?
Foot pain's gone, less swelling, and all over, even fingers. Several people are like, check it out,
man. Think about that.
It's awesome. And we are down, let me get by the
This is giving
here.
Me dopamine.
We are down 2,041 pounds.
Shut the front door.
Shut your kale.
Holy kale. Say that again to me.
2,041. It makes claps. Come on. 2,041.
I'm getting verklempt.
It happens every time I say it.
Every week. Every week, lives are changing.
You guys are crushing it, man. That's
2,041 pounds.
Yeah. No joke. That's awesome. That's
this is what
I was like,
people
you're
deserve.
You're going to crap your plants off when you see these numbers.
I don't hear Kellogg's talking about this.
Nope. Snap, crackle, plop.
Honest to goodness, this is just the beginning. Mm-hmm. We're just getting out there.
I know.
This is not where I ever in my life thought I would be.
Right. This isn't like a certain cohort study of this many people. And we're here at Plantspiration just in starting a podcast. What is this, episode 44?
Episode 44, because I was like, you know what? We're going to show them how to do it. You got to keep on showing up. That's how I lost the weight. That's how I started the business. That's how I started dealing with more crushing it. Like, I just can't. I'm excited that.
I'm excited too. Oh, my armpits.
Look, let me tell you
wet.
What.
Jeez.
Let me tell you what.
Stoked. It's just hot.
Is this who you married?
No.
This is totally. People don't realize the possibilities that there are.
It's you, but it's new you.
It's a new me.
I guess the same answer for me. Is this who you married?
No, not at all. It's a new you. Like, we really, and I'm guessing why we're getting like this is because it really all just started with the food.
Yeah.
It started with the food. It started changing everything, self-confidence, abilities, hope, not just because, plants, but because it does something chemically to you when you're doing it right.
I'm serious. It rewires your brain.
It rewires your brain. When you're in the right support system, when you have the right knowledge, when you have the right environment, and you can, you know, repetition equals results.
Seriously.
And this is why we keep coming in here.
I just think about all the stuff that I do. I can't even believe everything.
What are you
I
addicted
do.
To now?
Feeling good?
Yeah. Riding my bike?
Yeah.
Look at me riding my
I'll
bike.
I'll tell you what I had last night, okay?
Let's hear
I'm like,
this.
Ooh, you know, I'm still, I'm a, you know, why am I a guy? I'm a guy. Yeah. You know, I got cravings. What did I do? Cut up a banana, peeled a bunch of them little mandarins.
Yes.
And then rinsed off some blueberries all together in a bowl.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, man, that was amazing.
That's premium fuel.
That's making my mouth water. I got to go have
That's
more.
High octane fuel. Mm-hmm. And you're not going to see a commercial about that until people keep sharing these episodes, you know, talking about how great they're feeling at Plantspiration. Yeah. This is how the word is going to keep on spreading. I don't know what else to say. Like,
I don't know.
We are down 2,041 pounds.
That's right.
Disease is being reversed. People off medications week after week after week. I'm going to continue to come in here and I'm going to share this advertisement. I want people to get addicted to feeling good. I want people to get addicted to eating fruits and vegetables and going outside in nature and getting good sleep and loving themselves. That's what I want people to get addicted to. Texting things that you love, posting things that make you feel good.
Yeah.
You feel good inside. This is what we need more of.
Yes.
And it all starts with eating your plants off, eating to live.
That's right.
Are we done?
It's like loving yourself first so you can love everybody else.
I was going to say, are we done so they could get out there
We're
and
done,
eat their
you guys,
plants off?
Get
I
out
want
of
everybody
here.
To get outside. I want you to get some sunshine. I want you to get some fresh air. And I want you to get into Plantspiration because this is where people are really getting it down and turning around. Week after week, we keep bringing it. This is where people are thriving, not just surviving.
Big time.
Thank you, everybody, for being here today. Episode 44, and we are out the door.
That's right. Like, subscribe,
I got a bike ride.
Share. Peace.
Yeah, watch what happens next. See you next week. We'll be in South Carolina, baby.
Woo.
Woo.